Welcome to the England Logistics Podcast Network. I'm Chad Ellis, and I'll be your host as we join the Dry LTL team for their customer experience initiative. This team has identified four key elements of customer service. Those elements are weekly coaching, call reviews, direct contact, and matching communication styles. Each week, members of the Dry LTL team will share their experiences with one of these customer service elements. On today's episode, I'll sit down with Amber and Trevor to discuss matching communication styles and why it is a crucial piece of quality customer service. Okay, we're talking matching communication styles here. We got Trevor and Amber, Trevor in the parcel division, and Amber in the LTL division. Trev, how long have you been here?
I've been here like about 3 months, or 3 months, 3 years, 6 months.
Amber, can you beat that? How long have you been here?
No, just come up on three years.
3 years, say three months too.
Yeah, sorry.
I'll kind of kick it off to you, Trevor. Matching communication styles, what does that mean as far as customer relationships go? I mean, you have a lot of customers here. You built them up over your time. I mean, you've kind of helped us really develop and grow this the parcel department here at England Logistics.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, the parcel department is definitely kind of a unique department, you know, within EL. And especially at the customer base level, you know, we have just around 300, 350 customers. So you get a lot of different types of customers, you know, geographically and just personality wise. You know, here at England Logistics, we're in a pretty unique situation, especially in the parcel division, you know, because we probably have around 300, 350 customers, you know, geographically all over the United States. We even have a few foreign customers who have, you know, buildings here and workplaces. So you get a lot of different personalities. I mean, some of them you're joking with, right? You first meet them and it's always that kind of intro email, you know, very to the point and direct. But as you get to know the customer and the individual, sometimes it turns into a joking relationship, right? And a friendly relationship where I find my larger customers are definitely kind of more by the book, you know, SOP, you know, they're talking PO numbers and so forth. And I think you match your customer's tone is a big thing, right? You want to fit in with your customer, and I want to kind of almost be their shipping guy, right? And by saying I want to be their shipping guys, I mean, I kind of want to match their company tone and how they operate on a daily basis, you know, even vocally and kind of be that side of the business, you know? And
yeah, I mean, talk about a couple things here, kind of the progress of a relationship. So you start out, like you said, trying to figure out.
I think you just find out what kind of personality they have and what is going to better mesh with them to, like, just basically mirror their tone or the way that they're acting towards you or the way they're communicating towards you. Maybe they don't call you, but they email you, and you just kind of figure out what kind of a customer this is. Like, do they want to be bothered by a phone call? Do they just want to be pinged by an email? Do they want to text? I think you just figure out how to match them. It's no different working with them during the day than if you were out at night or a dinner or meeting a stranger. You just match their tone and their personality. You just kind of, if somebody like Trevor said is a larger customer and they're just very SOP driven, very just kind of blunt to the point. I need, you know, quotes for this, do that. And there's no like conversation outside of freight. They just want to stick to freight conversation. That's it. But there's other customers that will shoot the breeze with you for hours on end, and you start to build a much more solid relationship, and it's trust. You're building trust. And I know on the LTL side, we say we're not your broker. We're not here to be your broker per se, but to help your business grow and helping our business grow. So
talk me through what the process is for you guys. So when you get maybe a new customer that wants to ship with you, and you kind of, there's kind of a feeling out process, right? To see how they act, what that relationship can become, a personal interaction, maybe reach out and see favorite sports teams or something. What kind of stuff do you guys begin asking the customers to build that more personal relationship?
You know, I've traveled and lived in quite a few states. So honestly, I probably look at the state they're in, and if I can relate to a baseball, a football team, or something, I'll kind of throw that out there just, you know, and see where they go with it, right? And sometimes they want to talk about the Niners or the Vikings, potentially. And
go Vikings.
Yeah, right.
Go Bears.
Side note.
Go Bears.
Go Packers. We're all in the NFC North here.
All right, we have to cut this thing off now, I guess.
Yeah.
rivalries. I mean, sports teams is obviously a great place to start. You talked about where they live, maybe some things that maybe you've done. What are some other things?
Weather's a good one, always too, right? I mean, especially when we had like the cold front that was going through the East Coast. I have some customers in Chicago and stuff. And I mean, we'd probably spend a good 10, 15 minutes just talking about like the impact the weather's having on them, you know, which also helps you kind of get an understanding of how the business is during those adverse weather stuff. So it's kind of a double.
That's part of our business, right?
Exactly.
Managing the weather and stuff sometimes outside of their control.
Yeah.
And getting their shipments on time.
And you can kind of spin that in a positive way, right? Instead of, you know, we're not going to be able to pick up your freight because of this. You can kind of, you know, shoot the breeze and talk about the weather and kind of drop it on them lightly that, hey, you know, might have some late shipments, so forth.
Here's what we can do to solve that, or maybe there's a different route, something like that.
Yeah.
How about communication styles as in preferred methods of communication? You guys were talking a little earlier about, you know, some customers love to only talk through email, some like texts. I'm sure there's also the nature of the conversation too. And some things only require a quick text. Some things require, you know, a face-to-face interaction. How do you guys go about gauging what that might be in a given situation?
I kind of ask people in the initial conversation with them and you know, within the first week or so we're doing business with them is, you know, how would you, what's your preferred, you know, line of communication? I do. Yeah. You know, would you rather me deliver, the news in email, you know, or would you like me to give you a call when this happens? And a customer will say, hey, you know, I know it's maybe past close time, but could you shoot me a text when they pick that up or something of that nature? And I think it goes from there. Right. And customers will continue texting you, and you get customers who text sometimes, some that are email, some that are call.
So. Yeah, that's a big part of relationship building, right? Is customizing your method of communication to what the customer prefers. Right? I mean, you may prefer email, but if the customer wants text, you're probably going to text them, right? Or at least figure out how to make that work.
Amber has a lot of customers that she texts.
Yeah, and what I do is by email is I'll be like, hey, my contact information is below. My personal cell phone number is on there. Call and text me anytime. I'm available 24/7. And then they just kind of utilize whatever method they want. And then I just match it. So if they text me once, that's how I stay. I just keep texting them, and it works out like that. If they keep emailing, I email. If they keep calling, I call them. So it's – I don't ask them their preferred method. I just kind of take their cue. Mm-hmm. So if they're always texting, I'm doing the same thing back towards them.
I know Amber and I share a similar quality and sentiment towards our customer service, and that's honestly being available 24/7. So I always try to give my customers access to me in my cell phone, and I feel it builds a better relationship.
Do you feel like that's a competitive advantage that you guys have?
Absolutely. I do, absolutely, 100%.
If they can call their broker on Saturday or Sunday or Monday nights, and they don't have to wait till the next business day, their trust for us goes up 100%.
Right.
What would you rather do if you're a customer, right? Call the 1-800 number and sit on hold and wait for somebody to maybe answer your question who's not even really involved with the situation? Or would you rather have someone you know and trust and to call you on their personal cell phone and their personal time? And it goes a long way.
It does.
That is important to building a real good customer service interaction with all your customers, new and old.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about, I mean, things happen in the industry, right? Shipments get delayed, weather we were just talking about. And, you know, that conversation isn't always easy to have, right? And sometimes maybe a text isn't the way to go, even though maybe that's something that's preferred. Maybe that, like you said, texting is normally how you guys talk, but sometimes you got to change course. How do you guys kind of deal with, let's talk about the weather, that big cold front we just had in Chicago. for some of your East Coast customers. How'd you guys deal with those?
I texted and called my customers because there was guaranteed shipments that were lost, delayed, damaged. And sometimes when you're texting, it doesn't come across the way you're trying to say it. So I called them to explain to them what's going on. I even sent them like screenshots of
the weather.
Because not all customers are in the state or city where their freight's delivering or picking up. So I would actually send them pictures. As silly as it is, I just wanted to give them a picture, literally a picture of what was happening in the freight industry on the East Coast at that time. There was nothing we could do but reaching out to them.
And if they're, I mean, if they're there, I found with my customers who were up there, they kind of understood, right? They they walked outside their house and felt the negative 20 wind chill. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's going to affect deliveries. And I would say people are open as long as you're open, right? Keep the line of communication open and be truthful with your customer. You know, I really just, I've had customers specifically say to me, Trevor, I really like you because you tell me directly
the truth.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's key. You don't want to, you know, kind of shy away from sometimes really what the issue is, because usually you need their help in resolving it. And they need your help. So just having a direct line of communication is always key.
Customers like to be open and frank with what's happening, right? You tell them how it is.
Exactly.
They want honesty.
They don't
want
to be dragged around. Right. Yeah. And be given a runaround.
I use weather. What is it? Weather.com or something. Cause I do a similar thing to Amber, because in parcel, there's a lot of guaranteed shipments, obviously priority overnight, and carriers can pretty much say, oh, it was a weather. This was not delivered by 10:30 AM because of weather. I had one to North Dakota just a few days ago, and she's like, was it really snowing there? And I'm like, you know, I don't know personally, but here. And I sent her an hourly day of that day, and it was from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. It said snow and heavy cloud coverage, you know. And she
honestly,
was like, okay.
Trev, with how dedicated you are, I'm surprised you didn't drive to North Dakota and try take some selfies on the ground.
I haven't been, and
he's frozen to the ground.
Yeah. I haven't been to North Dakota. That's one I haven't been to.
That was Amber and Trevor discussing matching communication styles, one of the four elements of quality customer service. Thank you for taking the time to sit down and chat with us. And thank you to everyone who tuned in. Make sure to check out our website, ingleandlogistics.com/customer-experience-initiative, for new episodes as we continue the customer experience initiative. Don't forget to subscribe to the England Logistics Podcast Network on iTunes or Spotify. On behalf of all of us at England Logistics, have a great week. Keep moving forward.